Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I was tempted. I was very much tempted to elude or to assert this as a Monday because it's after a break, after like a weekend. But Monday is Monday, and Tuesday is Tuesday, especially since this was after a three-day weekend. So to call this a Monday, it's definitely not a regular Monday. It's definitely not, can't be compared to a regular Monday. I can't say this is my Monday. As you know, sometimes you get off on a Thursday and you say, this is my Friday. Because of the three-day weekend and the significance of coming back to work after a three-day weekend, which is significantly different than coming back after a two-day weekend. I'm fat again. 3 days off, I don't know what to do with myself. I got to figure out something to do. I mean, I got projects, I got plans, I got stuff, I got this, I got that. Sitting there waiting for me, all lined up nicely. I got the tools, the resources, the computers, the assets, this and all of that. But I find myself, if I'm not working, we're pretty much nothing to do. No, nothing to do is not the right word. I would say we're pretty much not motivated to do anything. That and the fact that I just enjoy being by myself and just doing nothing. I really can't call it doing nothing, but it feels like nothing, or just, you know, just not motivated to do anything. And I'm sitting there, you know, I get off on a Thursday night, Wednesday, you know, coming up to a three-day weekend, I'm thinking to myself, I can go anywhere and do anything I want. I can go anywhere, do anything I want. I got the resources, I got the time, the wherewithal. I can just do whatever. The world is my oyster. To a degree. But I'm just like, you know what? I just can't wait to sit in my apartment and try not to eat, even though I will eat. And I did eat. I didn't eat as much as I have in the past. It's not as bad as it's been. I'm definitely on a upward spiral as far as controlling my appetite and the discipline and the cravings and the, I don't know if you call it neurosis or whatever the word is, where I just can't stop eating to fulfill that stimulation from quitting smoking nicotine. But it's much better. Don't get me wrong, I got mine. That's why Mr. Scale told me 218.0 today. It was just so good last night. Yesterday is to eat, go back to bed, get up and dip my steps, and come back, shower, try to play it off, end up eating again. And nothing too heavy, nothing crazy like I used to. You know, it wasn't like 3 hot dogs, 2 hamburgers, fries, you know, steak, pizza. It was just chips. Chicken sausage, a couple pieces of chicken, bread and chicken. So I had a lot of bread. I bought a French loaf because we did a recording session Saturday. And to be honest with you, I was looking forward to that French loaf of bread, you know, because you get it. And it's like in that wrapper that lets you know you got to eat it fast. Because it ain't wrapped up or nothing. It's like in that open-ended bag. And I'm like, all the air is getting in there. So, you know, I'm like, what? These people don't, I guess they let you know. You got to eat this quick. So, and it was nice and gooey. It was perfectly gooey. But cooked. I mean, it wasn't gooey. But it was cooked. And it What I really, 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 really liked about it was you could taste salt. You could taste salt in it. And oh my God, that made it so good. But I was looking forward to the bread. Got some Ralph's fried chicken. It was all right. And I got fried chicken pieces. And I got some wings. Or wing dings or whatever. Not the whole wing, you know, the wing dings. I got a pound of those. It ate that. And it was okay. You know, it did the spot. And I think I bought a box of ginger snaps. I ate all of them. I also think that I got some candy, a bag of Swedish fish, ate all that. But it wasn't nowhere near as bad as it used to be. So Mr. Scale told me 218.0 this morning after going up to 219.4. After having been 211.0 Saturday morning, I believe. And again, these are anomaly weights. These probably aren't true weights, but they indicate a trend. That I can get down to 211, and that the highest I can go is 219, whereas the highest at one point I was going was 226. So, you know, I'm going up and down, but the trend, overall trend, is that I'm losing weight. And that's a good thing. Well, ain't not a lot of traffic out here today. What's going on? Not a lot of traffic out here today. Look, I can walk across the street without the light. What's going on? Today, Tuesday? Am I here early? Let me check the time. Let me check what time it is. My God. Anyway, so it's disappointing because I want it to be. I want to feel bad about it. I don't want to feel good about it. I don't want to look at the positive side of it. I want it to feel heavy and bad. I messed up. Can't do that again. Terrible. Bad Jeffrey, bad Jeffrey, bad Jeffrey. But I had a 3-day weekend. And it literally, I'd start the day good, or I didn't. I would start the day good, or I didn't. But Saturday, I started good. Got up, ate a little bit, did my steps. That's how I got down to 211. No, got up, didn't eat at all. Got my steps, got down to 211. That's how I think I got down to 211, because Friday night I did really good. Because I was going to get dressed and go to Costco and do this. Did I do that? I did this Sunday. I can't remember. Either way, you know, I had some intermediate plans. So I was kind of motivated to get up and get out. Yesterday, I can't even remember what I did. Yesterday, I'm not even sure if I left the house. No, I walked. No, yesterday I woke up and I ate and went back to bed. Yesterday I woke up at 8 and I went back to bed. Then I got up and walked later. And after my walk later, I went down to 215 something. And then I ate again. And that's where probably the damage, real damage was done. But I think that was Monday. Sunday, I just needed to do something. So I went to Costco and got some stuff. And, you know, I did a little bit of shopping. I got some stuff done. But the only thing I really did was I took a ride through Hollywood. I was like, I'm like, look, you up. You know, your trajectory is good. You know, your motivation is still somewhat there, but you can feel it waning. All you want to do is really eat and watch TV. And it ain't really nothing good on TV. And then you're just gonna sit there and get mad or get anxious because ain't nothing really catching your eye. You finished three body problem, which was good. And the other stuff just, you know, really doesn't interest you. So I ended up taking a ride on the road down through Hollywood. You know, just to get in the car and to go someplace. I think this was after Costco. Because I left the car, I parked the car on the street and emptied the car and left it on the street. Get the groceries or whatever stuff I got out from Costco. You know, put that in the house and went back and just took a ride. Just started riding. And what I did was, which is kind of cool, and it had me kind of motivated, is I rode down Cahuenga, Highland, blah, 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 to Hollywood Boulevard, to Hollywood Highland. Then I made a left and started taking Hollywood Boulevard east. And the sun was behind me because it was, since I, you know, early that day, I woke up, ate, went back to bed, got my steps in later. So it was like 4, 5, 6 o'clock. So the sun was behind me and it was beautiful. Sun was behind me and I'm driving west. So everything was lit up in front of me. It was a beautiful ride. People were out. It was good. And I set my selfie camera, my phone, up on my selfie stick, facing out with the remote. And I rested it on the dash. And I had my hand rested on the gear shift. So I was able to, like, just click, 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 take pictures really effortlessly. Yeah, because I had it all angled, set up right. So I'm driving with one hand, holding the selfie stick with the remote, you know, resting up against the dashboard. Just click, 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 click. And the sun was at my back, so everything was just lit up, and it's nice. I think probably might have took a couple hundred pictures. I meant to post them. But, so that's what I did. And I came home. After that, I came home. I was cool. And then, like, 6, 7 o'clock, I felt bad for putting on my pajamas. 6:30, 7 o'clock p.m., I felt bad for putting on my pajamas. But I think I did it anyway. Because I knew I was going to eat, and I knew it was going to happen. I fought it as long as I could. Trying to find something on TV, watching a game, watching this, watching that. Watching interviews, podcasts. Tried to work on some music, a little bit of video, whatever. So, that's how that went. So, I woke up at 218.0 today. And also, I was thinking, you know how you wake up? I mean, I was thinking, my thought was, the good things are hard, or it was like the good things of life are difficult, or something like that. I forget how I worded it. It's tough. It's rewarding because it's tough and it's an accomplishment. I was trying to, I pieced together or made a connection between how much effort it takes to accomplish something and how good it felt or the reward. And then I thought, well, and I was talking about losing weight, you know, weight loss and me being out here every day and getting to working. And I thought, well, if it was easy, everybody would do it. And for some reason, that if it was easy, everybody would do it, made it seem good or better. Why is it the fact that everybody can't do it make it better? Why does, you know, since everybody doesn't have it, or everybody can't do it, or this or that, make it better? And almost like that shouldn't almost be a component of how good it is to me. But it is. It may be even a big, I'm not sure if it's a big component, but it definitely is. It definitely is. If it's hard and difficult, it's definitely more rewarding. The accomplishment is definitely more rewarding. If it's more rewarding, I guess that would make it good to you or better or whatever. You know, it gives an added sense of accomplishment, makes it gooder or better to you. And I guess the fact that everybody can't do it gives it a greater sense of accomplishment, which makes it feel better for you. I just worked that out in my head just now. That makes sense. The fact that there's a greater sense of accomplishment because everybody can't do it is going to make it more rewarding, which is going to feel better, whatever better means. Okay, that's that. Because I'm out here doing what I'm doing, and, you know, I'm hard on myself, I'm down on myself. You know, sometimes when I don't get the numbers that I want or whatever, and I do kind of realize and I do understand it. Well, I really, really, I know for a fact that I'm, you know, better off and doing much better than most people. There's no doubt about that, you know. So the way most people go, you know, I'm light years ahead of a lot of people. Even there's people light years ahead of me. But I bet I'm in the upper percentile. I bet I'm in the 80-90%. And that means, that for whatever reason has significance to me. Maybe I'm just that kind of person. Do I care about what other people do? Not really. Do I care how I compare to other people? Yes. Yes. I don't mind saying everything is a competition. I have no problem believing in that as a philosophy. I don't see anything wrong with it either. But do I? See, I don't want to keep up with the Joneses or the latest fashion or trends or nothing like that. The latest clothes, had the most money. It's not the most money that I want. It's not the most this material stuff, I guess. Most clothes, most car, best car. That's not what motivates me. Probably intellect and philosophy is what really motivates me. Maybe, to put it crudely, being smarter than everybody, more philosophical than everybody, the deepest ideas. If there's anything that I would want to be more than everybody, it'd be something along those lines. And I really do think it really just comes back to me being the best Jeffrey I can be. I really think that it really comes back to that. Just being the best Jeffrey that I can be. And to put it another weirdly way, being the best Jeffrey anybody can be. And if you look at it kind of sideways and squint, that can mean something. That means I'm doing it the way I want to do it, or the way I think it should be done, better than anybody that I see around me. So that means that there could be a not a goal, but an ideal It could be an ideal that I have that I'm trying to achieve. And I'm very satisfied at how Jeffrey is achieving that. And I do look around and I compare and I compete. And do I see anybody achieving the ideal or the goals that, or what I intend or want better than me? Yes, I see people doing stuff, you know, better than me. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. I look around, you know, people are, this person might do this better. This person might do that better. This person might do that better, definitely. And every now and then I see somebody who seems to be doing it with the right philosophical angle, the right manner, and whatever right means, and by right, like I said, there is no right or wrong. By right in this case, I'm just using that instead of having to explain, instead of having to say the way I would do it, the way I think it should be done. That's all right means, right or wrong. Right or wrong just means what you think, how you feel about it. Subjective. So when I say right, doing it the right way, there is no universal right or wrong. I just mean the way I think it should be done. So, I mean, I am competitive. I do compare. And one reason I might compare is to see if there are better ways of accomplishing what I want to accomplish. There's somebody out there accomplishing what I want to accomplish more efficiently and to a deeper degree than I am. I definitely want to see that because I can learn from it. I can take note from it. What are they doing? You know, how are they doing it? What is their angle? What is the outcome that they're getting based on how they're doing it versus how am I doing it? And I do that a lot technically. As far as my setup and stuff, definitely study other people's setups. Definitely study how other people, you know, mix their settings, their wiring. You know, you can Google, because, you know, millions of us have done pretty much everything. That's the way I look at it. You know, pretty much everything's been done already. And the internet, and with the internet and some decent search capabilities, you can find somebody or a lot of people who've done what you've done already and hashed out a lot of the details. And you can learn from that. So it's not that I want to push people away, or what other people do is none of my business. It's more I like to keep my distance from people. I like to keep a distance from people. I like to keep a distance because autonomy, it's very important to me. Very, very, very important to me. Doing what I want to do, thinking what I want to think, saying what I want to say is pretty much my heaven. I can do that all day. Sit around in my own thoughts, think what I want to think. But I might be able to say that doing that, I miss a lot of motivation and the energy that comes from being around people. Like I had a recording session, Mark came over, and just having being around another person, my juices just get up. My motivation and energy just goes up. When I go in the office, same thing. And I just get turned up being around people, even when I don't want to. And, but then the counter to that is how much I just enjoy being within my own thoughts and doing what I want to do and thinking what I want to think. And by doing what I want to do is mean thinking about things I want to do, study the stuff I want to study, working on the stuff I want to work on, the pursuit of Jeffrey TV, the Jeffrey TV legacy, or the Jeffrey legacy, stuff like that. It's not like, oh, I want to really go out and do this craziness, but don't not answer to nobody here. That is more like just being able to have complete control of my thoughts and the environment around me. Another thing about that too, I was just thinking this might be a side note, but I was in my apartment and it was quiet. It was really nice and quiet. Not like I was at my mother's, with all the landscaping and the little renovation / construction that was going on next door, and the saws and noise. Just in the morning, wasn't none of that in my place. And I live in this loud city, you know, but street was quiet. It was really pleasant. It was really, really, really pleasant. Just to lay there and, you know, have those moments. But, and I did some stuff. I did some stuff. I could probably do more. I could definitely do more, you know, probably. But maybe I needed a 3-day weekend. But I can always say, well, maybe you needed it. Maybe I needed it. And it's 218.0, which is up like 1.8 from last Tuesday. Maybe that'll fall off quickly. With one sit down in the bathroom and a few vegetables. Or should I say a few vegetables and one sit down in the bathroom. You know I'm doing good. I know I'm doing all right. I just don't want to get comfortable with it. I know I'm doing all right. I just don't want to get comfortable with it. Birthday coming up. Got some stuff going on. Graduations, birthdays. June should be exciting. Maybe I needed to have a weekend of just nothing, you know. Because last weekend, I was at my mother's. Forget what I did the weekend before that. Probably nothing. But I get my steps. So I know I'm doing good. I get my steps. And I'm keeping my work performance up. And I'm staying, and I'm not smoking nicotine or anything. My only stimulant is probably sugar, and I'm even cutting that down. I've definitely cut that way back. And maybe salt. Probably can work on my salt, get my blood pressure down. And I'm doing that. So, you know, I'm on it. I'm doing good. I just want to do better. And I think it comes down to the fact that I always want to do better. I always want to do better. I always, always, always want to do better. And to go back to the point of, you know, my discipline and when I carry out for myself and how I carry myself, all that. It's not easy. That makes it rewarding. And the more rewarding it is, the better you feel, the bigger the accomplishment. And if everybody else is doing it, that makes the sense of accomplishment feel bigger, which is gonna feel more rewarding, which is gonna feel better. So I guess that's where I answer my own question, because I was really, that question hit me. I'm like, why, you know, would the fact that, you know, it ain't easy and everybody can't do it. Why would the fact that everybody can't do it feel like it has such an impact on how much I enjoy it or how precious it is? And that just answered the question. So that's that. Anyhow, swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be, a totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.